This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk, WWL, your home for LSU baseball. Coming up, LSU Game 1 against Little Rock Trojans in the NCAA Baton Rouge Regional, presented by Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, and Cummins. The other teams in the AA Elimination Regional are Dallas Baptist and Rhode Island. So, if LSU wins today, tomorrow they'll play the winner of the Rhode Island-Dallas Baptist game. Pre-game for that matchup would be 4:30 with first pitch at 5 o'clock. Now, if the Tigers lose, they will play the loser of the second game today. That pre-game would be 12:30, first pitch at 1 o'clock. No matter what, you can catch all of LSU baseball action right here on WWL and streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And if you notice on your clock, folks, it is 4:30, and I am not going to pregame coverage of LSU baseball versus Little Rock. Once again, we have been pushed back for the start of this matchup again. We'll find out more about the situation in Baton Rouge, but boy, oh boy, I'm sure Jay Johnson is loving things right now.
Well, here's the thing. If this was Dallas Baptist versus Rhode Island, like, who makes the decision to push it back? Is it the home team? Because I kind of feel like you're LSU, you get to decide, and you're like, we don't want to start a game that we're going to have a rain delay in an hour. But if this was the other two teams, would you be doing it? I think you probably would, because you just want to get these games started. You want to get them over with.
Right, exactly.
But LSU doesn't want that. So I don't know. I find that interesting.
I would think it's got to be something with lightning in the area, which we know all too well, trying to go to that, you know, the 2023 action at the box that we ended up, you know, spending 5 hours there. There was not a drop of rain. It was just all lightning delays that pushed the game.
I don't think it's that. I think it's they have rain on the radar in an hour or at 6, so they don't want to start it knowing they will have to go into a delay. It could be wrong, but either way, we'll see. But so, hey, you know, you're stuck with us for another hour.
Looking at things, our good buddy Koki Riley with The Advocate and NOLA.com put out the weather delay is back on. We just told you that, folks, the fact that we were set for this 5 o'clock first pitch, but that's not happening now either. Just the situation with rain and lightning causing havoc on LSU baseball this season, and it extends into the playoff play. How apropos.
Yeah, use of apropos.
Looking at some of the Saints OTA action, we got to witness the second media viewing yesterday, Jeff. Seeing from the Saints tweeting out today, we weren't there, but you know who was? The legendary Archie Manning in attendance at Saints practice today.
Yeah, so they did it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. I don't know. It's
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, because Wednesday they did the team building exercise.
Oh, okay. So they pushed it back one day. Interesting.
Yeah, they had that the paintballing, as you were talking about.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool to have him out there. I'm sure he knows Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler. I don't know about Jake or Hunter, but both those guys were multiple time participants at the Manning Passing Academy. They both said that, like, he still texts them on occasion. So, you know, I'm sure that was part of why he went out there to go see those guys.
we've heard Kellen Moore talk about how this QB competition is going to be wide open between these four guys. Obviously, right now, though, you have Jake Haener, who's hurt and not doing anything. But a guy in Hunter Decker is the undrafted free agent. We haven't seen him throw a bit since rookie minicamp.
Yeah, and I had
at least during the media sessions.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he may have been getting some reps,
right,
on other days. I doubt it. I just think there's just not a ton of reps right now. I mean, you had yesterday alone, you're talking about 24 total team reps.
Right.
And those are 7-on-7 reps. So you're talking 12 for both those guys. If you, okay, so you have Hunter work in, then that's what, 8? For or someone's getting like 10 for each of them. If you haven't get 4 reps, it's probably just not worth it at this point. Like, you want to get those two guys involved. So, you know, when camp rolls around, I'm sure you'll, you know, you'll have more. There's just longer practices. There'll be more team sessions. But no, you know, one thing that we haven't really talked about that may or may not be a factor in this quarterback conversation, Jake Haener actually knows Kellen Moore pretty well. Prior to this, because he was at Fresno State with Kirby Moore, Kellen's brother, and they've known each other since like 2017. Like, they go back pretty far. Like, they've talked prior to this, and Kellen Moore's offense is actually pretty similar to what Kirby Moore was running at Fresno State. So just something to keep in mind. Like one of the reasons Kellen, I think, is high on Jake is because he was high on Jake coming into the building. So we'll see. But I thought that was interesting.
The second week, we got to see that viewing, like I mentioned yesterday, of practice. What were your impressions? The biggest thing, the takeaways we can get right now is that QB battle. We've been seeing, though, I feel like, pretty darn good things from Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler in that QB competition.
I think both those guys are throwing the ball well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I thought Spencer looked a little better on day one than Tyler did. I thought Tyler looked a little better on day two. I say day one, day two. But
for us. What we saw.
I thought he looked a little better yesterday than Spencer. But, I mean, you know, the thing with Spencer that is persistent and bothers me is high balls over the middle of the field. Like, it seems like there at times he has this incredible arm strength and he relies on that a little bit more than I want to see, and the ball kind of flies on him at times. And that's fine on the sidelines. You know, you have a guy going out of bounds, catching a ball, has to leap for it, whatever. Over the middle of the field, you're just asking a guy to get lit up by a safety or a linebacker, especially, you know, and it was a ball to Chris Olave. And it's like, if your receiver has to leave his feet on an in cut to catch a ball, that's a bad miss. He caught it, so it's a completion. But that's a bad miss over the middle of the field. And you see that a little bit too often. Like, the number of times I've seen guys have balls sail through their hands over their head is more than I'd like to see. And so that's what, if I wanted to improve on one thing, it's that. You cannot hang your receivers out to dry over the middle of the field. And he had a similar layered throw later in the practice to Rashid Shaheed that was on target. But, like, this is a unpressured drill. Right. If you're doing it now, you're going to do it in a game when you don't have time to breathe or think, like, you're releasing the ball. So that's my one big criticism for Spencer Rattler that I think he needs to improve on, because I don't know. One more big hit to Chris Olave might end his career. I cannot set him up like that. But no, I think he's been confident. He's been getting the ball out on time, and the ball's been delivered mostly on time. And I think that's what is stood out for him. He had a really nice ball to Juwan Johnson on kind of a slow developing crossing pattern, and those are harder to hit well than it might seem, because, you know, you can hit a crossing pattern, but if the guy has to kind of break stride and turn and catch the ball and then reset and turn upfield, you're losing a lot. Whereas if you catch him in stride and he can just go without losing a step and turn upfield, you have a chance for a big play. And Juwan's really athletic. You give him a chance to get out in space, and that's what it was. He caught him in stride. He didn't have to break at all, and I thought that was impressive. But for Tyler, I mean, every time he has thrown the ball more than like 20 yards down the field, it's been majestic.
Right.
Right? And
I feel like we're watching it in slow motion.
Yeah, well, it's like, man, it looks so good. And it's been three different receivers, which I think is impressive. So you had Rashid Shaheed, which, I mean, you can't overthrow Rashid Shaheed. I don't think it's possible to throw the ball too far for Rashid Shaheed. You just can't throw it behind him. Just get it out in front of him. He'll make you right. just do it. Like you might think I'm throwing this too far. You're not. He'll go get it. Not everyone can do that. He can. And that's so like he hit him in stride. This his first rep of the day yesterday was kind of it was a hard play action. There's no one to play action to in 7-on-7s, but it was a hard play action. Bub Means over the top. And so I wouldn't say Bub Means is a burner. It's probably a little harder to throw that on target, but he hit him right in the hands. Didn't have to break stride. Later in practice, a similar play, Donovan Peoples-Jones, another guy that I wouldn't say is a burner, right? So you have to be a little more precise. Just nailed it. So, you know, it's weird because the modern NFL, it's mostly short throws. You're not going deep a ton, but that ability is nice to have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You mentioned the pass to Means, and we can't video during that time. But the Saints staff, they put out their mashup video afterwards.
Yeah, that was interesting.
And that highlight was in there. I was like, all right, so fans can at least see what we're talking about with that Shuck deep ball.
Yeah, and in all of these instances, the receiver was by themselves. It's worth noting. Like, these were not contested catch situations. And, you know, if you ask Alante Taylor, he'll tell you this. Like, the defense is really kind of hung out to dry in these drills. They can't be physical. They can't, you know, they can make contact, but they can't really jam. So it's all just run fast down the field. And, you know, it's just a tough situation to be in for a defender. And right now, they're just being made to look bad. But, you know, I thought Rajon Wright, who was beaten on the Donovan Peoples-Jones deep ball, had a solid day. He had what I don't think it was an interception. I think it was close. I thought the ball was on the ground. He got up and ran with it. We'll give it to him. But that was the last play of the day. That was Tyler Shuck throwing the ball a little late over the middle, and he made a play on it. But, you know, it's tough to be too critical of the defense in these drills, because it's similar to like one-on-ones, right? Like we watch one-on-ones, we're like, oh, we got burned. I was like, yeah, but that's not a real life situation, right? It's just, you know, you're working on stuff, but this time of the year, the offense is going to look a lot better than the defense.
You talked about with the defense, a guy that was around for this session of voluntary workouts that wasn't the first week, and Chase Young, good to see him out there. And just one of those physical specimens I'm always in awe of on the field.
Yeah, defensive line isn't doing a ton right now. What they are doing is mostly individual drills. Offensive line, same thing. They had some neat little contraptions, and they were like connected to the wall with bungee cords and whatnot. It's always funny when you change coaching staffs because they have all these very specific drills that they bring in. But no, like the defensive ends, this offseason – it's interesting compared to previous ones, because in 7-on-7 drills, you will still have defensive linemen out there because they have to drop into coverage in this scheme, whereas they didn't really before. So in these 7-on-7s, you'll have like Cam Jordan, Chase Young, Isaiah Foskey, Carl Granderson out there and dropping into coverage with various levels of adeptness. You know, some guys it looks a little more natural than others. Let's put it that way. But it's been kind of fun to watch those guys kind of pick up that new role.
Once again, everybody, if you're looking for LSU baseball, we are as well. Another weather delay for the Bayou Bengals matchup against Little Rock has been pushed back a start time. We haven't gotten any word yet on when they will be getting this game underway. But it was scheduled for originally a 2 o'clock first pitch. Then it was moved to a 5 o'clock start. And right now we're still in the holding pattern. We're just sitting on the tarmac waiting to find out when we're taking off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.